I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. In 40-year-old virgin, she puked from too many drinks, and I wonder if she's still in touch with Jar Jar Binks. It's Watch What Happens Live with Natalie Portman and Leslie Mann now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, celebrating Christina Aguilera's birthday by telling two mega-talented artists to come on over. My first guest is an Academy Award and Golden Globe-winning actress who wowed you in Black Swan, Jackie, and the Star Wars movies, to name a few. She also sings her face off as a pop star in the new film Vox Lux. It's getting rave reviews. If you feel like you lack talent, that's because she took it all. Please welcome, for the first time in the clubhouse, Natalie Portman, everybody. So nice to have you. And speaking of talent, my next guest is a woman who can make you laugh even when you don't want to. But trust me, you do want to see her. And welcome to Marwen when it hits theaters this Friday. Welcome back, Leslie Mann. Great to see you. I was going to ask you if you two had ever met each other. Yes, you have.
But briefly,
Right. I feel like you just found out something about each other you can't get over, which is what?
My husband and Natalie went to the same high school.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I asked it, hi.
Yeah. Okay. When I said I was from Long Island, it was like, that went to.
There you go.
Okay. That's really weird.
That very weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't meet many people who have gone to the same high school in a professional setting.
There you go. Since Natalie is still Queen Amidala to me and geeks everywhere, I had to arrange for some serious protection behind the bar. Say hi to my fake Jedis, Evan and Blake. Hey, guys. Great to see you. I can get behind those Jedis, can't you?
Who serve drinks?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Absolutely.
Excellent. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. First, Natalie's career has been nothing short of hit after hit. But if I pry her for deets, will it make her want to hit me repeatedly? Here's what. Let's find out with Dish on a Star. I have questions about some of your biggest movies. You were so great in Garden State.
Thank you.
And the soundtrack also was great. I remember just listening to it constantly. Do you have a favorite song from that soundtrack? It was Coldplay.
Yeah, The Shins were, yeah. I mean, that was kind of the revelation, I feel like, from that.
What was your favorite memory of working with Mike Nichols in Closer in 2004?
He was the greatest. I loved, oh my gosh. He was just the funniest person. He would make very, like, extreme statements all the time. Mm-hmm. One time, I was really devastated by a breakup, and he just, like, just said the nastiest thing about the guy to me. That made me feel so much better.
That was all you wanted to hear. We were talking about the Star Wars prequels earlier. What did you honestly think of Jar Jar Binks? It was so controversial.
Ahmed Best, who played Jar Jar, is one of my very good friends, and he is so talented and so wonderful, and I was very angry that they said bad things about him.
Yes. You have co-starred with Jude Law, I think, in 4 films.
Yes.
When you lay next to him, what does he smell like?
All good things.
All good things.
All good things.
You worked with both Ashton Kutcher in No Strings Attached and his wife in Black Swan.
I've kissed them both, yeah.
You have. So who's the better kisser is what
Mila.
Mila's the better kisser.
I mean, obviously.
Yes. In 2010, you not only won Best Actress for your role in Black Swan, but you met your husband on the set. Was it love at first sight?
Pretty close. He parked backwards on the street. Like, I saw him from, we were on like a one first floor studio, and he parked like the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay.
All right, thank you very much, Natalie Portman, for dishing out a star. Second, in Leslie's new movie, Steve Carell's character creates an alternate universe as a testament to the most powerful woman he knows. But I want to know about the women that Leslie has worked with in this universe. Here's what. Let's play Welcome to Manwen. Leslie, I'm going to go through some of the most formidable women you know and say the first thing that comes to your mind about each of these powerful women. Patti LuPone.
Nurturing.
Janelle Monáe.
Great singer.
Cameron Diaz.
Great cook.
Great cook?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Rebel Wilson.
Honest.
Honest. Dakota Johnson.
Slow eater.
Slow eater? So when you go to meals together, it takes a long...
She eats so beautifully. It's like, she like grabs a little bit of food and then like slowly brings it to her mouth. And then she slowly chews. It's
mildly
like beautiful.
Beautiful.
I think about it all the time. You every do. Time I eat, and I'm like, oh, right. Yeah.
Gwendolyn Christie.
Very gentle.
Gentle soul.
Yes.
Probably a gentle eater, too. Thank you very much, Leslie. Finally, since both of my guests are such esteemed actresses, I thought I would give them the full James Lipton, which sounds vaguely like a weird sex act, but it's actually just me asking silly questions in a serious voice. Here's what. It's time to take a trip outside the actor's studio. Natalie Portman, what was the last text message that you sent?
I don't know. What was the last text I sent? I think it was about where I should get food.
Sounds logical.
Usually what my text messages right. are about.
Leslie Mann, if you had to go without oral sex or cheese for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Oral sex.
Oral sex. Natalie Portman, what was your first concert?
Debbie Gibson.
That is iconic.
What? With my parents. Were you in a mall? I think so.
Leslie Mann, if you were invisible for a day, name one celebrity you would stalk.
Natalie Portman.
Wow.
Thank you.
Natalie, what actor has been the most intimidating to work with in your career?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Leslie Mann, what celebrity gave you your first lady boner as a kid?
Shirley MacLaine.
Wow, thank you very much. I love that. That's so interesting. We have phone calls. Jill from Indiana is on the line. Hey, Jill, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Natalie.
Okay.
Who smoked the most weed on the set of Your Highness? Was it James Franco or Danny McBride?
McBride, I think.
McBride! That must have been neck and neck.
Although it was definitely Yeah, it was a smoky set, for sure.
It was a smoky set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krista F. Texted us, Leslie, best and worst thing about working with Judd on a project?
Best thing. Worst thing is that he feels like he can boss me around. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, but also if he's directing, then maybe he can boss you around.
He does boss me around, and I don't like that.
You don't care for that.
No.
Yeah. Did you or Steve Carell meet the real guy that the film was inspired by?
Steve met him, but I didn't meet him.
It looks so cool.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful movie.
I'm very excited about seeing it. Natalie, Karen K emailed and said you did such a phenomenal job as First Lady Jackie Kennedy.
Thank you.
Did her family reach out to you at all, or did you hear from any of her family?
No, I didn't. And I can imagine it's pretty painful. But there were a few people who had known her and were friends with her, and they reached out. And I mean, I think it was a very respectful to who she was and her incredible vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to George from Arizona. Hey, George, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm very much looking forward to New Year's Eve again this year.
Thank you so much. Yes. We'll be out in the cold all night.
My question is for Leslie. Is out of all the on-screen kisses throughout your career, where do you rank your kiss with Zac Efron?
Wait, what was the what?
Where do you rank your kiss with Zac Efron out of all of your kisses in your career?
He was so young at the time. It was so weird. I felt so uncomfortable doing it, and I had to like hit him beforehand, and we didn't rehearse the slap, and I really actually hit him hard or something. And then it was just awkward because I think he was 18.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
So if I said I liked it, that would make me a big creep.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Sounds very awkward. Let's go to Dana from Philadelphia. Hey, Dana, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Andy. My question's for Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Hi.
Natalie, have you and Jessica Simpson spoken offline since the recent miscommunication?
No, only on, and I have only respect and good feelings for her.
That was such a nice dialogue you both had.
Thank you.
It was very respectful. Everybody could squash their beefs that way, you know?
Yeah, I think there's no need for beef between women. We're all on the same
team.
Society and living with the same pressures, and we're allies, not
very nice. Very nice. I liked it. Kayla M. texted, Leslie, man, do you consider yourself a cool mom, or are you actually strict with your kids?
I'm not strict, but I am I'm probably clingy with my kids.
Clingy with your kids.
I want to be around them all the time, and because I like them. They're amazing.
Mitch M. emailed, Natalie, Keira Knightley said she gets mistaken for you all the time. Do you ever get mistaken for her?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. I get a lot of, like, we loved the Nutcracker recently. And I'm like, I'm so happy. I can't take credit. But it's a big compliment.
Yes.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah. Let's go to Susan from New York. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Since we're nearing the 10-year anniversary of This Is 40, are there any plans for you and Judd to work on This Is 50? I'd love to see
it. I mean, that's only the best idea ever.
Like, that would make sense. I have been missing Paul Rudd lately.
Yeah.
I have. But we haven't talked about it, so not yet, but maybe now we will.
I think it's a really good idea. Let's go to Cindy from Florida. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Natalie. Natalie, what is the biggest difference with the Jared Kushner you went to Harvard with and the Jared Kushner of today?
Oh, I like that question.
He's got a lot more power.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You also went to college with Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. He was a freshman when I was a senior.
Wow.
So I got to go through college without social media.
That's nice. That's
very lucky.
Do you guys think we're going to go through a phase in society at some point soon where kids will go against it and be like, I'm not into Instagram.
I think it's already happening.
I do.
Yeah.
I hear that from my kids.
Oh, that's great.
My 16-year-old says that she's trying to stay off of it. Because it makes her feel better. It makes her feel bad being on Instagram all the time.
I think it makes all of us feel better if we stay off of it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Leslie.
Okay.
What is your least favorite Judd Apatow movie?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what I'd... That's a terrible question.
I know.
I hate one of his movies. He'll be so mad at me.
Yes, that would not go well. On that note, it's game time, everybody. As a pop star in Vox Lux, Natalie sings original songs by Sia. But when I throw random pop lyrics at my guests, will they Sia what's coming? Let's find out with Pop Bars. I'm going to read out a few lyrics from iconic pop songs. The first person to yell out the singer of the song of that song, we'll get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. Okay, so just both of you scream out who sings the song. Okay. Do you believe in life after love?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, because the player's going to play.
They're just
going to
hate.
Both of you are playing. Neither of you know. It is Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course.
Hello from the other side.
Hello?
Adele?
Yes.
Oh.
Because if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Beyonce.
Yes. You got the right stuff, baby. New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow, I made it through.
Wait.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow, I made it through.
I have no idea.
A little lady named Madonna.
Oh, you want a Maserati?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You want a Maserati? You better work.
Brittany.
Yes. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Michael.
Yes. Heartbreaker, you got the best of me, but I just keep on coming back incessantly.
Lady Gaga?
Mariah Carey! Play a pop star in the film. Was there someone that you kind of based your character on?
It was like a
amalgamation.
Mishmash of a lot of people, and but also not anyone in specific. She has a whole own trajectory.
Yes. Did you speak to singers? Did you talk to pop stars?
No, I watched all the documentaries.
You did?
There's a lot of them out
there. Do you have a favorite? Because I'm obsessed with music documentaries.
I mean, it's not based on her at all.
Yes.
At all, but... I mean, the Madonna Truth or Dare.
It's
the greatest.
Definitive.
One.
It is.
It absolutely is. It's everything.
Yes. Did you see Never Say Never?
Yes.
Eber?
Yes.
Did you cry?
Always.
Yes.
I mean,
okay, good. Yes.
It's He's amazing.
Yeah. it is time for my mazel of the day. Since we're nearing the... Did you watch the Whitney documentaries?
I did.
Yeah.
So wept my eyes out.
Me too. Yeah. Okay. since we're nearing the end of the year, I thought I would let my guests give their mazels and jackals of 2018. So Natalie Portman, what is your mazel of the year?
Oh, my mazel of the year.
Something positive that you loved about the year.
That I loved about the year. I loved like women coming together everywhere. That was great.
Perfect.
That was like the best thing.
Yes.
That was great.
And I loved your interview with Oprah on that topic on Sunday morning.
Oh, well, she gave the speech of the year, like motivating everyone. She was the best.
Leslie, what's your jackal of the year?
Politicians. Anything to do, I mean, politics, the whole thing is like, just like sucking us dry.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's too much.
Yes.
And it's depressing and it needs to just, go away for a little bit.
I want to thank Natalie Portman, Leslie Mann, Evan, and Blake. Hey, everybody, we're back with Natalie Portman stars in Vox Lux in theaters now. Leslie Mann's movie, Welcome to Marwen, is in theaters on Friday. Some our own Jedi-inspired hot guys, Evan and Blake. Are you guys single?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Chris from Virginia wants to know if you ever think, Natalie, a Beautiful Girls 2 could happen.
Oh. I don't know. I'd be happy to.
It'd be so cool to see those characters so many years later.
The director of it passed. We love him so much, so it would be hard.
Let's go to Betsy from Arizona. Hey, Betsy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Natalie. Hi, Natalie. My husband David and I are huge fans.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know if you could please rank for us from favorite to least favorite the Star Wars prequel films.
The Star Wars what?
She wants you to rank from favorite to least favorite the Star Wars prequel films.
I would go. Okay. I would go 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Yeah.
Yes. Favorite. Right.
Yeah.
I got it. And then what was the second part of the question?
Sorry. The second part was: are the rumors true that Michael Jackson was almost cast as the voice of Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Right.
But we did, on the first film, he had a concert in London. We got to meet him backstage, and then he took us onto the stage with him, like a few of us from the film and George Lucas and his daughter, and we like saw the whole crowd. It was one of the insane experiences of life. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That was very
cool. Did he come to the set of Star Wars?
I don't remember if he came to the set.
Yeah.
But I met him only at his concert, which was very cool.
I want to thank Natalie and Leslie and the boys. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.